Let's Get Moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
Thank you for joining me today for Let's Get Moving. Today we're going to be talking about decluttering for the holidays. And with me is Matt Paxton. He's a decluttering expert and the host of the Emmy-nominated TV series Legacy List with Matt Paxton. Matt, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
I'm excited to talk to you about this topic because decluttering is always at the top of my list, but doesn't seem to get done. And headed into the holidays, it seems like a crucial time when you have folks coming to visit.
It is, and I think it's the ideal time to downsize because relatives are coming to visit.
Yeah, so what's the best way in such a busy time of year to really go about it and kind of just get rid of all the stuff that we don't need?
All right, so I have a basic philosophy that you'll take the time allotted to do a task. All right, so that's important to this. If you give me all summer to downsize, I'll take all summer. If people are coming to dinner at 9 o'clock on Friday, that's how much time I'm going to take to clean. So I always encourage people, you really use this time wisely because you're gonna bang through it quickly. So my first tip is really basically to be very clear on what you want to get cleaned out. Like, what is your finish line? Are we just doing the kitchen? Are we doing the living room? Are we doing the whole house? Because you want everyone involved to be very clear on the goal. If you don't know what you're accomplishing, there's no way to accomplish it.
So the first thing is to set a manageable goal in a set amount of time.
Yes. And we know the deadline is X. The party is happening at X time. So that's the deadline, like 8 minutes before people show up. Right? And so I get really clear on, okay, we want to have the family room and the mudroom and the kitchen done. That's realistic, right? Doing the whole house is not realistic in a week. I mean, it takes us 50 years to fill up a house. You're not going to clean it up the night before a party. So get very clear on what space you're going to clean and then get everyone involved.
Yeah. Matt, how did we get so much stuff? I mean, even those who haven't been in our home 50 years have a lot of stuff that just seems to accumulate around the house.
Well, it's the American way, right? We buy stuff. It's what our economy is built on. That's the short answer. The long answer is we collect stuff because of the people we love, right? It's not really about the stuff. It's about the memories of the people that are attached to that stuff. And so that's when it gets really sentimental around the holidays, because we miss the people that are no longer with us. And we remember the times that they were all in that space. And so it's very common for us to fill up our houses during the holidays because we're remembering all of those people.
So then how do we go about deciding what we really need to keep and what should go?
Well, I'm a big believer in collecting. You know, collections should be shared with the family. So if you've got a Christmas house or a train collection, it's got to fit in the space that people can see. That's the whole point. And so I let math do the deciding on that for me in some situations. Say, okay, we've got, you know, I've got 20 train cars that I want to show. Great. What do I have to get rid of to show those 20 train cars? So it might be my encyclopedia set. It might be my kids' old art. It might, you know, what am I willing to trade to show off these things that are important to me now? And so I get very clear with you only have X amount of space to show what you want to show. And you've got to decide which items are going to go into that space. And you have to put other items away. Sometimes you can just rotate. That's okay. A lot of us just keep piling on. And that's why the house gets so full. For me, I'm saying, let's just rotate it, pull it out. And so if you're going to, you know, get rid of a stack of books, get rid of those and then put the holiday collection there. And then when the holidays are over, we're going to pull it out and put something new in that space.
Decluttering looks a lot different depending on which phase of life you're in. With small children, how does that look to you and how can they really help be a part of the decluttering effort?
Well, boy, that's a tough. I have 7 kids, so I love this one. The most important one is you got to let the kids be involved. All right. As an adult, we try to tend to say what's important and what's not. That's not our place. Let the kids decide what they want up. And so ask the kids first, what item do you want up today? And you didn't say which items, plural. You said singular. Which item do you want? So I let each kid pick one item, and then they can tell me where they want to put it in the house. Let them celebrate it the way they want to do it. And then we adjust a house around them. But it's really important to involve them early in the process and every year. And what you end up doing is you're creating memories for these kids. I mean, literally this morning I had a family say, look, every year we have the kids pick out an ornament that represents who they are right now at this year. And I was like, that's awesome. That's an incredible tradition. So you're going to make space with those ornaments. And they said, yeah, but now we're going to get a second tree because me and my wife want all of our ornaments up from our lifetime. And I said, well, that's great, but where are you going to put the second tree? And they're like, yeah, we have no idea. And so we said, okay, what's the priorities here? Is it the kids' tree or is it y'all's tree or is it a family tree? And they settled on a family tree. And so they said, okay, our space is one tree. Now it's really important that the kids' ornaments go up. Now what's left? And so they put up less of their ornaments. It's a give and take.
I love how you are making decluttering a family memory and a family tradition rather than just something that we just have to do.
No, like decluttering is an opportunity to really share your family stories. It's an opportunity to truly establish the memories for generations in your family. And that's a mindset switch, right? Decluttering is also a huge hassle, right? But if you look at it, okay, this is an opportunity to share stories, and you make time and space for those stories, then decluttering is awesome. I mean, my career is based on hanging out with 70 to 80-year-old people and hearing their life stories. I have the best job in the world. I get to reminisce every day with my clients. And I say, hey, you can do that too in your home, but you have to, one, be willing to get rid of items, and two, you got to share the stories. And I think that's the best thing about the holidays. You have time and space to share those stories. And so I really, really preach that. And I want everyone to share their stories, no matter what item, whether it's staying or going, share those stories.
All right. How do we do that? Like, for example, in my current situation, I've recently lost my parents and my husband's lost his parents. And we have just a lot of stuff to go through that's been kind of difficult when it's really, when it's close to when they've passed. It's really hard to go through some of those things. So how do we go about it at that stage? How do we do that?
So that's the hardest part, right? We got their 75 years of life, and then our emotions attached to that, right? So it's really hard. So believe it or not, I want you to pick five items. That's it. Five for each. Five from your husband, five from you. And those are the items we're going to share this year. And so it's going to take a little bit of effort for you guys to figure out, oh my gosh, what are the five items about my mom and dad that I want to share this holiday season? Because, I mean, that is tough. But if you give yourself a small, achievable number, you will get to it. And you have to say, okay, I have to have that by 8 p.m. tomorrow night, right? You've given yourself a small number, it's achievable, and you have a deadline. That's the key there. And then you have to make space from 8 to 10. We're going to tell stories. He's got an hour, I've got an hour. Or maybe you do it a half hour, whatever you want. But you tell those stories, and you have to record it. That's the other part. You have to document it because we want it to live on for people that aren't around to hear those stories. Most people want it to be perfect. Nothing's perfect. Just start telling the story, whatever you remember about it. Say, oh, it was my mom's. It was a cold day. It was snowing. I remember we were going to go fishing, and my mom had this item, and you pick it up, right? And you start to tell the story. What happens is memories create more memories. I'll say that again. Memories create more memories. The story doesn't have to be perfect, but by the time you're done telling what you do remember, an amazing experience will have happened. So for me, it's all about the storytelling, right? And it's not about being perfect. I mean, this is what I love about my job. Every item in your house is the beginning of a really cool story about your family. And so I tell everybody, man, pick it small, pick a few numbers, and just start telling those stories. And you'll end up having an amazing memory sharing moment in your home around the holidays.
So then let's talk about those grandparents that are still with their families. How do we incorporate them and share these memories and stories?
You gotta encourage them to tell the story. So you have to create an atmosphere. Okay, hey grandma, what's your favorite ornament? And then give the space for grandma to tell that story and tell us why. And have her say, oh, well, I got it when I was a kid. And the kids, and of course, our now modern grandkids are like, what? Grandma was a kid, right? And they start to get really blown away by these stories. But I think the thing is to intentionally leave space. And when I say space, I mean time. You have to sit everybody down. You have to put the phones down. You know, say grandma's going to, I mean, I've really started doing a really cool event where I do an adult show and tell. And I literally go to senior living communities and I sit up on stage with people in the audience and they bring up an item and they tell me the story of the item. And I ask them five questions. How'd you get it? Who was your most, you know, who was there? That someone you're not married to, who was there, you know, and ask them questions like, what are the memories? What was the weather like that day? Ask any question. Because again, those memories will create more memories, but you have to intentionally give them the space. I think you start with the oldest person in the room and you work your way down. That's the best way to do it.
Before I ask my next question, today's keyword for the contest is mint. Don't forget, text the word mint to 57500 for your chance to win. So when you are working with older people, what is the resistance you see from them to actually maybe get rid of some of the stuff?
So they think nobody wants their stuff, which is wrong. Most people think nobody wants our stuff. And that's just not true. We don't want that stuff, right? We don't really care. Like modern generations, we don't care about the dining room furniture. But man, we do care about the people that sat in the dining room, right? And so I remind a lot of times my aging clients, it's people do care about your stuff, but it's just not what you want. So you have to ask, well, what do you guys want to hear about? Or you're like, I mean, believe it or not, I had one family that had no idea how to get started. And the other part is they don't know where to get started. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to start. And so you got to give them a really, really finite number. Kids and seniors behave in the same way. You have to say, okay, give me two items. Right? When you're cleaning out your kid's room, you can't say, go throw all your stuffed animals and get rid of them all. That's too big. That's too grandiose. You have to say, go find me two stuffed animals that I can donate to kids that don't have stuffed animals. And see, what we did, all we did was change the way to ask them to do it. But we gave them a very achievable number, and we said, hey, you're going to get to help someone else if we do that. And they'll run into the room, they'll come back with two items right away. Right? And our grandparents are the same way. Say, Grandma, tell me one story about your favorite. What's your favorite gift you ever got for Christmas? And it gets it away from being a hassle about the junk. This is not downsizing of the holidays. It's not about stuff and getting rid of space. It's actually about sharing memories. And you can do that in a positive way if you ask questions the right way.
Yeah, for me and you, asking questions probably isn't going to be a problem. But for others who don't make a living at doing that, I know that you've come up with some questions, a way for people to start. Give us some ideas. What are some of those questions?
Actually, you can go to my website. It's out of my book. Well, the website is called My Legacy List, mylegacylist.com. And that's the website for my TV show. But my book is called Keep the Memories, Lose the Stuff. And those questions start out really big. Where'd you grow up? What did it look like? Right. So saying you guys are home this year, the holidays. Well, what was the weather like when you were a kid at Christmas? Right? Or when did you guys go sledding? Of course, you're in Utah, so it's a little different. You know, it's a little more regional. But for us, we really get into, okay, what was it like? Who were the friends you hung out with? You know, where did you go see Santa? That's a question my kids wanted to ask just the other day. They said, where did you go? Because I grew up in Richmond, Virginia. And I said, oh, I went to Tallheimer's. It was an old local, a really fancy store. And we would have breakfast with Santa. It was amazing. And I said, wait a minute, I have one of those. And I found the old picture of me having breakfast with Santa. And my kids are like, that's you, Dad? Look how tiny you are. And so as you start to tell those stories, you asked one simple question. Where did you go see Santa when you were a kid? And then it creates a whole string of fascinating stories, and the kids get involved. But again, the keys are you're asking short, simple questions that everyone can answer, and you're involving everyone in the conversation, including the grandkids.
Matt, I love how you've switched it up and made decluttering something positive and something really for people to look forward to in telling their stories. My sadness is, boy, I wish I had done this more with my parents. Luckily, I did record my parents, but when you sit down for 30 minutes once, it's not the same thing as like over the holidays, decluttering and talking about these things.
Yeah, I mean, you have the chance. I tell everybody, this is probably your biggest chance to share memories right now. I mean, there's lots of apps out there, lots of, ways to share these stories. I use an app called Artifacts, but there's lots of ways to do it. You can do it on Zoom. You can do it on your own cell phone just by hitting record on the camera. You can do anything you want, but it's having one person in the family being the person that is going to take charge, right? And they're going to make sure this happens. And the best way to do that is to have a cell phone, which we all do, and designate a half an hour each day during the holidays to go over these items and have grandma pick out an item. Have grandma say, literally look at the tree, have grandma pick up her three favorite ornaments and tell us why. And I guarantee you that'll start a creep. And then what happens is other people start to share their favorite stories.
Before I have you let our listeners know all the places they can find you, is there a final thought that you'd like to leave folks with during this holiday season?
Yeah, I mean, this is an intentional decision to share memories. You brought me on here to talk about decluttering, and we didn't really talk a lot about decluttering, and that's okay, because the memories is what keeps us from letting go of these items. If you share the memories, you're going to find out that you can let go of the items, because the memories live on forever. The items are not about the items. The items are about the people that we love. And if we share those stories specifically around the holidays, then those people that we love, they live on forever.
Okay, Matt, let people know where they can find you and your books. And boy, you have a TV show, you have a TV series, you have a book. Let people know where they can find you.
Yeah, so my TV show is about everything we just talked about. It's called Legacy List with Matt Paxton. That is on public television on PBS anywhere in the country. And my book is called Keep the Memories, Lose the Stuff. You can buy that at any bookstore or even go get it at the library. If you need me online, everything is I am Matt Paxton. It's I am Matt Paxton.
Matt, it's been a pleasure talking with you. And this was a much different conversation than I thought we'd have, but I enjoyed it.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And my guest today has been Matt Paxton, a decluttering expert and the host of the Emmy-nominated television series Legacy List with Matt Paxton. Thank you so much for joining us today for Let's Get Moving. Check us out on social media. You can find us on Facebook at Let's Get Moving with Maria, where you will find some fun fitness tips. You'll find health tips, mental health tips, and often some fun recipes as well. Also join us on Instagram at Moving Maria. And don't forget to enter our first ever contest. It's a chance to win a $50 grocery gift card. All you have to do is subscribe to the podcast and listen to all of our new episodes from November 27th to today, December 11th. Now, somewhere in these three episodes, I mention a new keyword. Text them all to 57500 for a chance to win. Winners will be chosen and notified via email by December 14th. Have a great day.